This podcast is part of the Midwest Podcast Network. Find out more about our other shows and how to support our network at MidwestPodcastNetwork.com.
Everybody, welcome to Horror Movie Yearbook. My name is Tim. I am joined by my fellow host, Mr.
Wes Bentley.
Wes, oh my God, Wes Bentley's here, star of P2.
I'm here.
Wes, I got some questions to ask.
Yeah, please do.
Will you be making a sequel to P2?
Yeah, we're working on it right now. It's called, well, it's more of a reimagining of the original.
Okay.
It's called P2.5.
P2.5?
Yeah, it's okay. A betweenquel.
Oh, so it's like that X-Men 1.5 DVD
yeah.
that came out.
Or Spider-Man 2.1.
It's 2.5. Okay, so it'll be shown on FX.
Yes.
Every once in a while.
All the time.
Yeah, so P2.5.
Yes.
What's it going to be about?
Well, you know how the first one was in a parking garage?
Yeah.
This one's going to be in the Nakatomi Plaza.
The Nakatomi Plaza.
But oh. She's stuck in it.
So this is going to be a Disney film now?
Yeah, I mean... You know, they're involved, but, you know, we told them we didn't want any of that Pixar stuff.
I like how you changed your voice slightly, delivery slightly to what you think Wes Bentley sounds like.
Yeah.
excuse me, you are Wes Bentley.
Yeah, come on. No, this is Willie.
Okay. Yeah, sorry guys.
I'm not Wes Bentley.
We don't have Wes Bentley.
We were just talking about Wes Bentley before we started recording, and I couldn't help it.
If we did, we would grill him on if he plans on making a
P2. P22. Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd like to talk to him about Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I would like to ask him some questions.
Yeah,
I have some questions to ask most of the people involved in Ghost Rider,
mm-hmm.
1 and 2.
Yeah, I'm curious about some things.
God, we're going to be talking about some people involved in Ghost Rider 1 and 2 in a little
Speaking of owned by Disney now, right?
Ghost Rider's owned by Disney?
Oh, that was for a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind.
You think there's going to be any movement on that?
Well, he's on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, that's right, but it's the different...
Yeah.
It's the newer version of Ghost
Rider.
It's
Robbie Reyes.
Robbie Reyes, okay.
Yeah, not...
It's not Johnny Blaze.
Or Danny Ketch, yeah.
Or Danny Ketch.
Yeah. So...
Already rolling.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to go for
it. Hey, everybody. We are back.
There we are.
We took a couple days off.
Yeah, my life has been crazy.
Yeah, we want to give you guys a heads up. The next little bit here, the release schedule might be... more centered around our schedules.
Yeah, I'm buying a house.
Yeah, Willie's buying a house.
I'm having a baby.
And having a baby. So I'm not going to make, you know, like, I'm not going to, like, be like every day, like, hey, Willie, did you watch?
What are we recording, bro?
Yeah, you watch P2 yet?
Yeah, right? We were going to do The Exorcist.
Oh, The Exorcist,
but
yeah.
It's just been so tricky, and squeezing those 5 movies in for me and Nikki has been really hard, so.
We'll get to that. Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I don't want to, like, force myself to watch stuff either to a certain extent because then I know I'm not going to be as into it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We watched the first one and I was super into it and then I'm like, oh, I'll just take a day and then I'll watch the second one and then I don't know. It happens.
Yeah.
We'll try to get stuff out right.
Well, you don't want to force. I mean, you have to be in the right mood to watch Exorcist 2 anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I got to be ready for that.
Yeah, you have to have your full attention.
Uh-huh. And I need Nikki to take really good notes.
Nikki really needs to pay attention to Exorcist too, because Nikki takes such detailed notes that I need her to explain.
Yes, me too.
What happens? Because I've seen Exorcist 2 like 4 or 5 times, and I still couldn't tell you.
I don't know
what happened.
James Earl Jones, isn't it?
He is in it. Yeah.
There's some locusts. That's about it.
Yeah. So we will get to that. Don't worry. Next week, hopefully before the end of the year, we're going to try to do our class of 2017
yes.
episode. We are going to we've got a plan for that. We can knock that out.
Absolutely.
I should mention Midwest Game Nerds are back this past week.
They're back.
They did their end of the year episode. They're on top of things.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Like,
I mean, but ours is going to be closer to the end of the year, so aren't we the more on top of it?
We are jumping the gun with everybody tonight. Because we're doing a look ahead to 2018. We're way ahead. Half of the stuff for 2018 horror movie wise has not even been announced yet. So,
yeah, they usually just show up.
No, like, that's the thing that's is, cool. We're gonna talk about the class of 2018. That's the episode we're doing tonight. But there's, with the way horror movies are, especially nowadays, there's so many VOD releases and festival releases. I picked out a lot of the big ones.
We're going to miss something. But
we're going to miss something. We've got up until October. Yeah. We're going to give you a preview. Get your calendars out here in a little bit. We're going to go through and we're going to give you a preview month by month, let you know what you should watch.
This would be a kind of a cool, like, you know, look forward into some of the stuff that we'll be talking about.
Right,
you know,
because...
And see.
And honestly, I don't keep track of stuff as well as I used to.
Sure.
So this was kind of, it's kind of fun for me.
Yeah, that's cool.
To take a look at what's coming out and look forward to stuff that we may be talking about next year.
So we're taking the time travel machine to the future.
Yeah, we haven't done that before, have we?
I don't think so.
This is a first.
This is going to be pretty crazy.
You think you can handle it?
I'm going to try.
I had a quick correction to make, too.
Sure. Is it about Jimmy Carter?
No, even more, like, even worse. Even a bigger mistake by myself.
Okay.
That we were talking a couple episodes about Bone Thugs.
Oh, sure.
And we were talking about East 1999, their album.
Mm.
And we talked about that song with the shotgun.
Yeah, it's a good one.
As a beat, it's not on that album.
Oh, okay.
It popped up on my ride home today.
Oh, like, it's a different album. Okay.
It's like a, on Spotify, they put together a Your Daily Mix of music you might like. And
they were right.
And I listened to it. It was The Art of War.
Oh.
I think Volume 2 was like a double disc. It featured Tupac. It's called Thug Love, the song.
Thug Love. Yeah, thank you.
So I needed to get that out there.
That's a delightful song, though.
Because it would bother me on and off for weeks. I'm like, what was that song that Bone Thugs did that had the shotgun?
Yeah. I remember blasting that song.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was so sweet.
I don't think those albums are very good, but whatever. Willie, where can the people... reach you?
Yeah, facebook.com/horrormovieyearbook. It's always a good spot to do that. We're on Twitter at @HMYearbook. You can always tweet us. Or if you've got something a little longer form, you want to maybe throw out some questions, comments, concerns, shower thoughts, whatever. It's going to be horrormovieyearbook@gmail.com. So,
cool.
And then, yeah, I mean, don't forget, you know, if you're probably listening to us on iTunes, I hate to... I just dropped my phone.
Is it okay? You won't be listening to us on iTunes.
The phone is fine.
The phone is fine.
you might be listening to us on iTunes. I don't know. Maybe. But just go on iTunes and give us a rating and review. That'd be really cool. We'd appreciate that.
Yes. And thank you to everybody who voted for our class of 2017 episode. We ran a poll last week.
Yeah.
Split ended up winning.
Yeah. I'm not terribly surprised by that.
Me neither. We did Split, Devil's Candy, Raw, and... what was the fourth one?
Oh, I don't know, because it didn't win. Who cares?
Was it Annabelle Creation?
No.
Was it... oh, it was Gerald's Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
that was it.
We had a couple...
my brain is so fried, too.
Don't worry, mine, too. This is going to be a rambling podcast,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, get excited.
Split one. We're going to be doing Split, It, and Get Out next week.
Cool.
So a couple Blumhouse movies, a couple Stephen King movies. Don't worry, we're going to talk a lot of Stephen King next week because it is not out on DVD, so I haven't had a chance to watch it again since the theater. So we are probably going to talk about Gerald's Game and 1922.
A delightful King Renaissance we've had.
It is, yeah.
This year.
And I will talk about the one episode of Mr. Mercedes that I watched.
Oh, cool. Good.
And the poster for The Mist that I keep seeing on Netflix.
I'm excited to talk about that.
All right, Willie, are you ready to take the time machine?
Going to the future,
2018?
2018. All right, here we go.
That's like a future song.
Huh?
That's a good future.
Yeah.
Future noise. That's a good future noise.
That's a good one.
We're in 2018 now.
Yeah, it's crazy here.
World's still spinning.
Yeah. Is it? It's going to be an accurate depiction of the future.
We've only got a week to get there. So
yeah, we'll make it.
Will, you got any New Year's resolutions for 2018?
No, I don't typically make them.
Okay.
No, I mean, I don't know. I guess you look at a New Year as a fresh start in certain ways, but I try not to, like, you know,
right,
hold myself to anything in particular.
No.
I got so much stuff going on. I keep saying that, but I can't think about a New Year's resolution. You know
That's
what I
fair.
Mean? So, I'm excited about what 2018 will bring, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm looking forward to the year, so absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, no specific. Maybe I should watch more horror movies because I haven't been very good this year.
You'll be fine. You've been a busy man this year.
Yeah.
You've been a busy man. So, well, don't do that either because My resolution for last year was to listen to more new music.
Yeah.
And the only three albums I remember listening to this year were the Queens of the Stone Age album, the Weezer album, and the Big Boy from Outkast album.
Oh, you love all those.
So the only albums I remember listening to this year were stuff that I listened to when I was like,
but you already
18.
Liked.
Yeah. So don't make resolutions, even if they're as easy as listening to music.
You literally have to do almost nothing.
Nothing. I could do it at my desk.
Yeah.
I could do it at my desk. I pay for Spotify.
I get it, though. Like, it's an investment, man. It's an investment of time.
Right. And it usually takes me, like, a couple listens, especially with, like, new music of bands I never heard of or, like, artists I never heard of. It takes me a couple listens to, like, get into it.
Yeah. You might not like it at first. Sometimes an album takes, like, a few songs to, like, get rolling. And I don't know. I get it. I mean, I've reread so many books, and I own like books I haven't read, and I keep rereading the same ones, so I get it.
Right. So I'm going to try to get a new computer this year. That's my resolution.
There you go.
I don't have a computer right now. We really are just, this podcast is held together with duct tape right now.
It is.
All right, but we're in 2018.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. There's still some craziness going on, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know. We're here. We made it.
We did. We're happy to. And we've got some horror movies that are coming out.
Willie, what do we got?
I've got a list here of horror movies that you might watch next year.
Oh,
if you
want to
watch a little more. And I'm going to tell you all about them, okay? We're going to start in January.
Okay. Basically, that's a good place to start.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, I don't want to jump around. We jump around a lot.
Yeah, this is the one like linear time frame we're going to ever cover on this show.
Basically, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to list off. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to list off the movies real quick.
Okay.
I might give a brief idea of what they're about.
Yeah, and I don't know all these. I mean, you showed me this breakdown here.
Yeah.
But I purposefully tried not to like read everything.
Yeah, maybe I'll sell you on a couple of these.
Yeah,
too.
That's what I'd like. I'd like to hear you try and get me to go see
like
this.
Ones that you or the people listening can mark down as ones like, hey, that sounds interesting.
Like,
or,
yeah.
Hey, that sounds like crap.
Exactly.
Yeah. January. We're in January. Next week, or 2 weeks, I think. Insidious, The Last Key. Everybody knows the Insidious movies.
Yeah, I never saw Insidious 3.
Did you not see it?
No.
It's good.
Is that one with Dermot Mulroney?
Yeah.
That's really
funny. It's like a flashback one or something.
That's pretty good.
Or, yeah, it takes place. It was good. Okay. That's all I remember. I want to rewatch the first three at some point before I see this one. Because 2 is like one of my favorite horror sequels, I think.
Yeah, 2's cool.
2 is really cool. This one's going to focus more on Lin Shaye's character, Elise.
That makes sense.
It's going to go back to her house that she grew up in. Mm. Yeah, and it's going to introduce Kirk Acevedo's character. You know, Kirk Acevedo?
Yeah.
So he's the man whose family currently inhabits the house that Elise grew up in. So you watched a trailer for this?
No, I've not seen it.
Okay. It's been all over to it. It looks like a lot of scares.
Looks like an Insidious movie, right?
It does.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down. I'd have to watch the third one first before I went and saw this. I haven't actually seen any of the Insidious movies in the theater, and it's not because I don't like them. I'm comfortable waiting for
home video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably the same with this one.
This is from did you see The Taking of Deborah Logan?
I did.
Did you like that? I think I liked that.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah. This is from the director has joined the James Wan.
You just sold me.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's all
right.
It took.
And I want these movies to keep going until we can get that Conjuring Insidious crossover.
Oh, it needs to happen.
That expanded universe.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, I'm down. I like the guys that did the Taking of Deborah Logan. I like that movie a lot, actually. Especially since it's found footage. Normally, I'm not a fan, I'll be honest.
Right.
But, yeah, cool.
It'll be interesting to see what he does with a more straightforward horror movie. But you know what? They have good taste in directors like that group.
They've done a good job of handpicking these guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I thought Annabelle was like one of the bigger surprises this year.
It was. I like that a lot.
All right, so next one we got coming out in January, about a week after, is Before I Wake. This is a Mike Flanagan movie. Mike Flanagan, director of Hush, director of Gerald's Game. This is what, his third straight to Netflix movie? This is one that's been delayed for a few years. So
Yeah. That's weird that they've held on to it that long.
Right.
Yeah, it's strange. But I like Mike Flanagan. I like the Netflix model, so
yeah. This one's got Tom Jane in it and Kate Bosworth and Jacob Tremblay, a huge star right now.
Jacob Tremblay.
I think he's in that movie Wonder. He's like the kid from that movie Wonder.
Okay.
He's in something else too. But this is, this was filmed a few years ago. he must be doing well for Netflix. They must like him. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a bummer just because I think Hush, well, actually, Hush works pretty good on home video. I think Gerald's Game would have worked really well in a theater.
Yeah, I almost, like, I know some of the Netflix stuff they've done, like, limited, right?
Right.
Like a one weekend run or something?
Yeah. I think Okja.
I wish they would have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Okja had a run. That's right.
Okja had a run, so.
Yeah, I wish they would have done that.
Whatever keeps his movies coming out, I guess.
But Hush worked at home because it's like kind of a home invasion style.
Yeah. And it's a very simple, kind of quiet movie, so.
Yeah.
It kind of seems like a Supernatural type deal, so. We'll see.
I get into that.
I like Mike Flanagan quite a bit. I think he's really good.
Yeah, so. I like him. Like him a lot.
I will check it out. Oh, next one, Willie. Here we go. Now we're getting into the good stuff.
All right.
Day of the Dead Bloodline.
Okay, so this is a remake then?
No, please. This is a reimagining.
Oh, okay.
And it's not related to the Nick Cannon one that came out a couple years ago.
That was a reimagining as well, was it not?
I believe so.
Yeah, which was really confusing. Because it had Ving Rhames in it.
Yeah, who's in Dawn of the Dead, the Dawn of the Dead remake.
But they're not related.
They're not related. No. They were just, damn. Ving apparently just kind of, like, he's like, I'll do it.
Maybe he thought it was a sequel?
Maybe he did. Now, though, I'm going to tell you who this stars.
All right,
I'm
going to
get you excited for it. Jonathan Schaech from, not Wes Bentley, Jonathan Schaech from That Thing You Do, and is he in the Prom Night remake?
Oh, it's dreadful.
Is he in the? Is it Prom Night he's in?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the killer. Spoiler alert.
I think we did a favor with.
No, I think you know he's the killer from the beginning.
I couldn't remember if it was the Prom Night remake he was in, or the Black Christmas remake he was in, which I kind of like.
Prom Night, yeah. I think Jonathan Schaech's playing Bub. I'm pretty sure.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Willie, will you be seeing this?
No.
I think I might pass, too.
It's direct-to-video, right? It's got to be.
Yeah.
There's no way this thing's coming in theaters.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is definitely a VOD.
Yeah, no, I won't be watching this. But God bless him. I guess.
The Inside remake.
Yeah, Inside.
Inside, remake of a French film. The stars Rachel Nichols.
Yep.
Yeah, I have never actually... Of P2. Yes, your former co-star.
Yes.
Wes Bentley's former co-star.
Yes.
I watched a trailer for this. I've never actually seen Inside. I've heard things.
I've seen, like, the highlights. If you want to call them that. It's rough.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the trailer that I watch seems to keep certain elements in it, but I don't know...
Well, didn't they just do them? They just had that Martyrs remake.
Yeah, that's right.
And I mean, they really kind of neutered that.
I think this has been shelved too for a year or two, and they're dropping it this month, next month, January.
This is another one where it's like I'm not sure it needs to happen. You know, like
yeah.
I mean, I just don't. Fine, I guess. But this is one of those remakes where I go, why are we remaking this? Like, even Day of the Dead, I'm like, I get it. Like, I get the mentality. Right. But, like, Inside, I'm like, what are you going to do with that?
Yeah, the people that would be, I think, excited for an Inside remake are probably, like, or, like, for liked Inside and that would be maybe excited are not going to be excited. So, what am I talking about? Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, the French extremism fans are not going to be pleased with whatever this turns out to be.
Right.
And, like, you're a little. You're kind of far removed from the original now, so...
I kind of think we are past that thing for now, too. I kind of had that thought. Well, I watched the gentleman who directed Inside made their Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie recently.
Yeah.
So I kind of had that thought.
Yeah, you saw that.
I did. January 19th, we have a movie called Mom and Dad.
Oh.
This is a teenage girl and her little brother must survive a wild 24 hours during which a mass hysteria of unknown origins causes parents to turn violently on their own kids. This is directed by Brian Taylor from Crank 1 and 2 fame and Gamer fame.
I'm in.
And Ghost Rider Spirits of Vengeance.
I'm in. Vengeance?
Vengeance.
I'm in.
Well, it stars Nicolas Cage.
I'm in.
Okay. Selma Blair and Lance Henriksen.
This sounds hilarious. Let's go. It sounds like a lot of fun.
I could not find a trailer for this because I was very intrigued by it as well. But
yeah. Is Todd Farmer involved in this thing?
Sounds like something he would be, isn't it?
Gotta be, right?
Yeah, I didn't research that much. Yeah. Piercing. This is a movie by the guy who did Eyes of My Mother, which was a very, I thought it was a very cool, very dark movie that came out a couple years ago, 2015, 2006. I think it was 2015.
Yeah, I believe so.
This is based on a novel. I put it in there. It looked pretty interesting. Mia Wasikowska and Wendell Pierce from The Wire.
Oh, cool.
Are in it. So I want to keep your eye on.
Yeah, for sure.
Finally, in January, we're wrapping up with Death House. This is Gunnar Hansen's dream project.
Is Death House... Sorry, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Is this the Expendables, right?
This is the one Gunnar Hansen wanted to do for a long time. Well, probably since seeing The Expendables. And he got it made... I think a couple of years ago, because I think it's been shot for a couple of years. It's getting a release in on January 26th. I watched the trailer for it. It looks like you would expect. I'm probably going to watch it. It's got Kane Hodder, Barbara Crampton, Bill Moseley, Dee Wallace, and Tony Todd.
Okay.
Yeah. So originally written by Hansen, the film started as a concept intended to bring as many horror legends together as in one film.
That's kind of... I mean, it's a cool idea, you know? I think they're missing a couple of key players there that would push it over the edge.
It kind of seems like, yeah, we're missing a couple.
Like, you need Robert Englund, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, to make this work, that's the one name that I'm like, you kind of need him.
If you could somehow get Brad Dourif, too.
He would be a good one.
Or maybe
to add to the mix.
Doug Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
Jeffrey Combs?
Yeah. They got Barbara Crampton, though.
They did.
They did get true. Kane Hodder, Tony Todd. Those are nice ones. Dee Wallace.
That's cool.
Bill Moseley. I mean, the trailer's out there. It looks kind of fun if you're in the right mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Is Wes Bentley in it?
A fellow horror legend.
Yes.
Horror icon. Willie, which movie from January are you most excited about that I listed off there?
Oh, boy.
Other than Day of the Dead Bloodline.
Flanagan. Flanagan's because...
Flanagan.
Yeah.
I kind of think... I want to say, I'm going to see Insidious. I'm excited for that. Mom and Dad, is really intriguing to me. I'll say Flanagan, too.
Yeah, I like Mike Flanagan so much. Too. Mom and Dad's definitely on the list of, boy, this could be hilarious.
Yeah, Mom and Dad might be one, too, that I wait for a couple people to have seen it.
Sure.
All right, we're moving into February now.
All right.
This is, first one up here is Winchester, the house that ghosts built. This is directed by the Spirit Bros, as I wrote down. They did Daybreakers, Predestination, and Jigsaw. Stars Helen Mirren and Jason Clarke. It's a haunted house movie.
Sure.
The trailer is good. I watched the trailer for it. It looks... I like the title, Winchester, the house that ghosts built.
It's pretty cool, and I dig... I like both those actors. I think they fit that... Like Helen Mirren, I don't know, for some reason, like I hear Helen Mirren in Haunted House movie, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, right. I don't know, I can see that. And Jason Clarke I like in anything, so I'm all for it.
Yeah, Spirit Bros. Oh, don't get me started on Daybreakers. I love Daybreakers so much.
Don't get me started on Predestination.
We both saw Predestination, didn't we?
We sure did.
It was an interesting film.
It was an interesting film.
Yeah. You can get me started on Jigsaw, I'll just tell you. It was probably... lower middle of the Saw movies. But it had style, and there was a great death in it. So
there you go. That's all you need.
Victor Crowley. I have this down because I thought it came out in February. This is the fourth Hatchet movie by Adam Green.
Yeah, so he's doing Rocky Balboa, right? Like, that's what he's going with.
That's kind of what he's going with. This is the Rocky Balboa of the Hatchet movies. This is kind of a throwback.
That's what we've been asking
for. Bringing back. Yeah, I did not see Hatchet 3. I saw 1 and 2. They're fun. Yeah.
I saw 1.
Did you see 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun.
I like it. Adam Green seems like a good dude.
Is he directing this?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually been out. He's been touring with it, I think. He's been doing kind of like a road show.
That's cool.
Like what Kevin Smith did with Tusk.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. Yep. I like, I've listened to a lot of the Movie Crypt, which is his podcast, him and Joe Lynch. And, you know, it's... Honestly, I admire both of them are very I don't know, they bust their asses and they don't give up.
They seem like genuine dudes.
Yeah, they do.
Good dudes. So
they do.
That's nice.
So I'm happy to see them. You know,
I watched Mayhem, Joe Lynch's new movie.
You did, yeah.
And I thought it was his best movie. I thought it was a step up. Like in a lot of ways for him. I thought it was fantastic. So I don't know what Victor Crowley is going to be, because it sounds like he just kind of went back to...
Yeah, which is okay. Sometimes you need to do that.
Too. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, look at Wes Craven. You know, he had to go back to Freddy to get that resurgence he had, with Scream and everything. So, yeah. Honestly, I say go for it, Adam Green. Go nuts.
Me too. February 2nd. I'm going to call BS on this.
Okay.
But I've seen it a couple places, and it still has this release date, but it's used to be called The God Particle. It's the Cloverfield movie. It's the next Cloverfield movie.
Oh, yeah, God, who knows about that?
But you never know with them, because they could just release it out of nowhere.
Well, didn't they release Cloverfield Lane, like, a week after they showed the trailer, or 2 weeks after they showed the trailer? I mean, it was really close.
Well, remember they showed the trailer and they renamed it too. Mm-hmm. They had the secret name for it too. And that's why this one was called The God Particle.
Yeah.
But it's not called that anymore. IMDb just listed it as Cloverfield movie.
Yeah.
So they're going to rename it to fit into the Cloverfield series is what I've heard. Hmm. So,
there's
a plot summary for it.
What's the plot again? It's outer space, right?
After a scientific experiment aboard the space station involving a particle accelerator has unexpected results, the astronauts find themselves isolated.
Okay.
Following their horrible discovery, the space station crew must fight for survival. And that's pretty generic.
So, if we're going by the Cloverfield theme, we assume there's probably some sort of alien presence in this film.
I would, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I don't know. Sure.
No, I'll be excited for it if it comes out. Yeah.
Now that I know what the Cloverfield series is, I'm a little more open to it.
Right. Did you like the last one?
I liked it until, towards the end, and then I went, that's kind of silly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think it was just taken off guard by a little bit.
Yeah. I liked it thematically, but I haven't watched it since. John Goodman's outstanding.
He's
so
great,
So is Mary Elizabeth Winstead. She's very good.
Yeah, all three leads are really good. And just towards the end, it gets a little weird for me. But
fair enough.
Yeah.
And then finally in February, rounding it out, is Annihilation from director Alex Garland, who directed Ex Machina.
Yeah, Alex Garland's sweet.
It's so good. This has got Tessa Thompson, Natalie Portman, and Jennifer Jason Leigh. There are two trailers out for it. I think it looks awesome.
Yeah, the book was pretty well received. It's part of a trilogy, but I heard the first book is the one that was really well received, and it got picked up, I think, pretty quick by Garland. Garland's pretty amazing. Even before he directed Ex Machina, we have to remember he wrote 28 Days Later.
Yeah, I should have brought that up too.
He wrote Sunshine.
He was with he teamed with Danny Boyle for a while.
Yeah, he's a really talented guy, and the cast is great. I'm starting to fall in love with Tessa Thompson a little bit after I keep seeing her and stuff. I'm like, she's awesome.
Yeah,
like she's really good in every role she takes. So, I'm all for it. I think it's funny that two of Thor's love interests are going to be together in this film. Yes.
So. I like Natalie Portman. She's good in these kind of stuff too.
She is. Yeah, she'll do really good. Because Natalie Portman, when she cares, she's crazy good.
Yeah.
It's when she's in a movie that she's not nuts about that maybe.
Which movies are you talking about?
Thor. Let's go back to that again.
Thor 2,
Star Wars.
The prequels.
Yeah.
Well, I think especially the third one or the second.
That's when we get to by the third one, she's checked out.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't blame her.
Yeah, I saw some of the dialogue from Attack of the Clones.
It wasn't great.
You can't deliver
good
that.
Luck reading it. Yeah.
No, watch the trailer. I don't really have much of a plan.
Honestly, and I think that it's probably a situation where it just seems like based on the trailer, and I know a little bit about the plot, the less you know, the better.
Okay.
I almost think this is one of those, read the book afterwards.
It is very. It looks very horror science fiction.
Yeah, it's very mind trippy and stuff, from my understanding. So,
Willie, that wraps up February. What are you excited about there?
Probably Annihilation, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean, it's Alex Garland. The thing is, I find myself, as I get a little older, this has been for a long time I felt this way, but it's if it has that name that's attached to it, and it's usually a director or a writer, that's what gets me hooked. More so even than a concept or a... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that really hooks me in. So
especially him. Yeah, I forgot. Thank you for reminding me. I forgot that he wrote 28 Days Later,
which
I think we decided was one of our favorite movies of that decade.
Absolutely. So. Well, and like I said, Sunshine too. And I know Sunshine has mixed reviews, and I think even you're a little mixed on the third act of that film, mm-hmm. right?
But Yeah.
But it's a tight script. I mean, it you know. So
no, Sunshine. It's weird. I need to go back and watch it again as well. It's one that I would like to revisit. But Sunshine, it does what it sets out to do.
It does.
I just am not sure I'm crazy about what it sets out to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm with you. We have not disagreed at all so far, but I Annihilation, definitely.
Yeah.
We're in March now. Willie, when's your birthday again?
March 9th.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, pal.
A couple months in advance.
Thanks, pal.
You've got it. You will be probably not seeing any of these movies.
No.
You will be having a child.
Yes.
Not you.
She's due March 16th.
Yeah, your wife will be having the child.
Yeah. And then Nikki's birthday is March 19th.
March 16th?
The baby's due March 16th.
Oh, you'll be able to see a couple of these then, though, right?
Yeah.
You'll be able to head out March 2nd and see Death Wish.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's what's going to put Nikki into labor is Death Wish. Well, I'm going to take her to go see Bruce Willis be a racist, a murdering racist, and it's going to send her into labor.
Well, let me say this about the trailer, because I watched it again.
All right.
And in an audience, and in front of everybody on the big screen, I think he looks like he's killing some white people, too.
Okay. You can't get past, like, a older, clean, like, shaved head white authority figure that's running around killing
in the south side of Chicago, I believe, is where it's at. There are some optics that maybe don't. I got uncomfortable when I watched the trailer, and maybe I'm being a little hypersensitive here, because it is what it is. It's weird too. Exploitation movies are exploitation movies. I enjoy quite a bit of them. It's weird seeing a movie that was an exploitation movie like Death Wish get funded by a major studio.
It's got like a blockbuster sheen about it, too. It's really weird.
And bless his heart, this is directed by Eli Roth, who I do not trust after seeing his last couple films to have any sort of nuance.
This is going
to
be very tasteful, this film. He's going to murder the people and then eat them or something.
Yeah, I do not see this being subtle at all. I can see some issues arising with the people reviewing this film.
What if he's
seeing it?
You know what though? Like Death Wish was already remade and it was remade well by a horror director.
Oh, Death Sentence?
It's called Death Sentence.
Death Sentence is so sweet.
It's sweet. Yeah. So just why are we doing this?
I don't know.
Please stop.
I will say this, though.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis, while he's mowing down people in the inner city, he looks awake in the trailer.
He does. He does. I bet he was a Bronson fan. That's got to have something to do with it, right?
Yeah. This.
Or maybe Bruce Willis is a racist and he enjoys... I don't know.
we don't want to go down any Matt Lauer roads.
No. I don't know. I don't know the guy personally. I don't think he is, but... You know.
But I will say this. From the stories I've read about Bruce Willis, he seems to like directors who have a vision for what they want to do, and he perks up. That's why he works with Wes Anderson all the time.
He reminds me a lot, and I don't mean this in terms of like their filmography or even the necessarily the caliber of actor they are, but Bruce's demeanor when it comes to working with directors is very similar to Harrison Ford.
Right.
Like Harrison Ford wants to be, if he's on set, he wants the director to tell him exactly what he's looking for. He doesn't want to have any of that, like, just give it, you know, like he wants direction. So I think when he gets that from a director with, like you said, with a clear vision, he's a lot more apt to act and emote.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, and Eli Roth definitely has a vision.
He sure does. This is going to be a mess, though.
Yeah, I don't judge stuff on the trailer. I know we've talked about the trailer quite a bit, but it leaves me with an uneasy feeling.
And, yeah, I just don't feel comfortable.
And it causes me to wait to see what people have to say about it and then decide if this is something that I want to watch.
Yeah, isn't it like Let the Bodies Hit the Floor playing in the background of the trailer too or something?
I don't think so, but it wouldn't be out of place.
Yeah.
No, it is a metal song though, isn't
it? Yeah. And I remember thinking like, this is not a good idea.
Hey, but it's like, I want to say it's like AC/DC.
Oh, God.
Let's move.
Like Shoot to Thrill or whatever.
Let's move on. Let's move on before we re-edit that trailer. The Strangers Pray at Night, March 9th, the sequel.
This is nuts.
10 years later.
This is happening.
I did not know this was in existence.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
This is, stars Christina Hendricks. You like The Strangers, right?
I do.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was
effective. I don't like watching it, but I like the movie.
No, it's very good.
Yeah, it kind of messed me up a little bit.
It came out the same. What was the, Vacancy was the other one that came out around the
that
same
was
time
not so good. That did not mess me up.
This one is stars Christina Hendricks from Mad Men.
Okay.
Who I like quite a bit. Directed by Johannes Roberts, who did The Other Side of the Door and a movie I just watched called 47 Meters Down. Now, I was not crazy about
Mandy Moore?
The Mandy Moore shark movie Matthew Modine.
Sweet.
I didn't love it.
Does he play the shark?
Was that Matthew Modine?
Yeah.
Okay. He chews scenery.
Oh, good. Okay.
he plays a guy. Matthew Modine in 47 Meters Down plays a guy who looks like he's like in his early 50s who just went through a divorce and then moved to a tropical island to find himself again.
That's that. When I think of Matthew Modine, that's kind of what I try to envision.
That is out on video now. I believe it's hitting Netflix next month. I would recommend it for people who like shark movies.
Was it better or worse than the Blake Lively shark movie?
No, I like The Shallows a lot.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like The Shallows a lot, and I like that director a lot. So
this is more like just a fun watch.
I like that we seem to be getting shark movies every year right now because we've got Meg. Oh, we'll talk about it a little bit. But we've got another shark movie coming out in 2018.
We need a good shark movie every once in a while.
There are certain... I think he might be a good fit for The Strangers as director because there are certain scenes that are very well done in the in 47 Meters Down.
Okay.
And The Other Side of the Door isn't bad either, if I recall correctly. I don't remember a lot of it. But I think I fell asleep during that one. But maybe I'm wrong.
The only issue with The Stranger, I think, is we're 10 years removed from the original, which is fine. My concern is that it's just going to be The Strangers again, but with new people being terrorized. You know what I mean?
Right.
I guess I'm hoping that there's something different about this sequel.
Right.
But we'll see.
Right. The trailer is clever and kind of fun.
I had not seen this trailer for The Strangers.
It's out now. I'll definitely check it out.
Cool.
Last one. Pretty light month. The third big genre movie. And this is kind of on the... it's kind of on the border of it, but it's Pacific Rim Uprising, starring star of Attack the Block and another science fiction film that might be out now, John Boyega.
John Boyega.
And then directed by the great Stephen S. DeKnight from Buffy. He was a writer on Buffy.
Showrunner of Daredevil Season 1.
Daredevil Season 1. And most importantly, I believe he was the showrunner on the greatest television program of our time, the most important one for sure, Spartacus.
Yes.
Spartacus, an
Blood
excellent show.
Yep.
Also produced by Sam Raimi and Robert Tapper. If you have not seen Spartacus, I suggest you watch all of it.
Yeah.
Better your life. Yeah. It is Game of Thrones, but the Sam Raimi, Rob Tapper version of it.
Yeah, no, like remove any of the substance, and you pretty much got...
any pretense of like being about anything other than blood and
nudity
I remember this is the thing is I don't think there were that many orgies on Spartacus, but I remember every, like, for some reason in my head I remember every episode ending with an orgy.
Good. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what you're looking for in a Spartacus show, right?
Yes. Willie, do you think there will be any orgies in Pacific Rim Uprising?
Probably not. I think there's going to be some robots and some aliens fighting each other. I'm not the biggest fan of the first Pacific Rim. I like the kaiju stuff. I think it's cool. Like, I grew up on the Godzilla stuff, so I'm into it. I liked Kong, the last Kong?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I like the last couple Godzilla movies I saw. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just didn't quite... I don't know what I was expecting. I wasn't super into it. I think a lot of it is it takes itself too seriously. And I'm like, just have fun. Like, it seemed like it was... like, they were really trying to go for, like, kind of a weirdly dark, like, hero's journey for the Charlie Hunnam, who you and I both have certain feelings about, I think.
Oh, God, Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, I know he's not your favorite.
No, and he's not my favorite in that movie.
Yeah, he's not great in it. Oof. Right? I don't know what the deal is.
Ron Perlman's good in that.
Ron Perlman's fun. Charlie Day's fun. And who could forget Idris Elba plays a character named Stacker Pentecost.
There's some good names in that.
There's some good stuff in there. But ultimately, like the second time I watched it, I liked it more because I just like let go of all that, and it was a lot more fun. So I'm
easier to zone out during the boring parts.
Yeah, I don't care about that
stuff.
I said
boning parts. Boning That's parts. On Spartacus.
Yeah, but John Boyega plays Stacker Pentecost's son. So I don't know what his name is.
His first name? Well, we're going to look it up here.
Yeah, his last name is Pentecost. I do know this. But I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I like the designs are cool. The monsters are neat. You know, as long as it just...
Boo!
What is it?
Jake.
Ew. Needs a way better name than that. Should have been Slider Pentecost.
Scott Eastwood is in it. Klont.
Klont Eastwood.
He's playing Lambert. Yeah. Charlie Day's back.
Yeah.
Byrne Gorman is in it. Byrne Gorman's back.
Yeah. Byrne Gorman's so sweet.
I love Byrne Gorman.
What a name. Anyway.
That's a name that should be in the movie. So.
Byrne Gorman.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'll see it.
This looks like from the trailer, this looks like a video.
Well, it's going to be for me for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you will not be leaving newly born child to go see Pacific Rim 2 Uprising.
No, I'm not.
That's fair. Maybe you should take him or her.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to be. Well, maybe I'll take her to a matinee on a day off when no one's there. So if she cries, it's not like I'm going to like make anybody mad.
Don't worry. I've got a feeling the theaters might be empty for this one. Because I don't think the first one exactly lived
did really well overseas. That's why they did.
That's
sequel.
Why they did another one. Yeah, that seems to be most movies these days.
Yep.
Willie, what are you excited for in March?
In March? Oh, God. Probably Strangers 2, because I like the first one enough, and it's been long enough to where I'm like, okay, I could see us revisiting that world, I guess, those characters.
Right.
Or lack of characters, I guess. But, yeah. That's the one.
It's a good concept too. You know, I'm gonna pick a different one than you.
Okay.
And it's because I'm more fascinated by what the end product will be. I'll say Death Wish.
Okay. Yeah.
It's excited. It's like excited, but like excited in a way like if I were to jump out of a moving vehicle.
You're equal parts exciting, like a little concerned.
Concerned, like, well, how's this gonna go?
Right.
All right. We're in April.
All right.
This is a bigger month. We've got A Quiet Place. This is directed by John Krasinski and starring his wife, Emily Blunt.
Jim Halpert himself.
Jim Halpert, yes, from The Office. Good trailer. It looks like a horror movie done by like a guy like John Krasinski.
Cool.
It looks like someone that stepped into horror. I think it looks decent.
I mean, you're never going to... honestly, after Get Out, like, I'm so much more open to when I hear somebody who's not necessarily known as a horror actor or director or creator, like, jumping into that role, so.
Yeah, who's the other one? Joel Edgerton does it, too.
And I mean, we'll talk about it later on, but Danny McBride and...
David Gordon Green, yeah.
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 So.
No, I think the trailer's out. It looks decent.
Cool.
Rampage.
Yeah, Rampage looks like so much fun.
I think so, too.
A kaiju movie I can get into right there.
Yeah, it's got The Rock. It's got the Rampage monsters.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
I was worried the Lizard wasn't going to be in it.
Oh.
Because I was watching the trailer, I'm like, wait a second, he's like the main one.
Well, it's focused on the ape.
Which is cool. That's the way to go. He's the hero, right?
Right.
But I kept watching it. I'm like, they're not going to do the third move, the third creature? That's weird. And then he showed up.
Yeah, he's the money shot at the end.
Yeah.
Some people think this looks boring. I think this looks like a blast.
Isn't the guy who did San Andreas?
Yeah.
San Andreas is not a good movie, but I had fun with the action scenes.
San Andreas seems like a movie, because I'm not crazy about it either, but it seems like a movie that should be, like, the director should make a Rampage movie.
Agreed, 100%.
Yep. That's out April 20th. I'm, like, jumping around in month, but whatever. New Mutants. This is a horror movie.
Well, okay.
By Josh Boone. This is an X-Men movie. An X-Men horror movie, which the trailer is out. It straight up looks like he loved Dream Warriors and made an X-Men movie.
Which is the most appealing thing I've ever heard.
I swear. I had no clue this was going to be a horror movie. And then I had no clue he was going to just lift stuff from Dream Warriors.
I can't wait.
And I was so excited.
Have you heard what do you know anything about the storyline that they're taking?
No, I don't. Tell me about it, buddy.
So one of the lead founding New Mutant characters is, I believe her name is Danielle Moonstar. She's a Native American mutant with telepathic abilities, or mental abilities. She can do a very kind of different stuff, but she's in the trailer briefly. But she is contacted telepathically by this thing called, it's a Native American demon that takes the form of a spirit bear. this is what this film's, and it starts attacking them in their dreams. So this is Dream Warriors with mutants,
I'm so excited because if there are any films we should rip off, it's Dream Warriors. Rip it off like crazy so I can see nuts. A Dream Warriors rip off every year.
Go nuts.
Dream Warriors is sweet.
It's amazing. So no, it looks like Dream Warriors, but it looks like it's pretty sophisticated. It looks like it's making a really cool, unique use of the X-Men property.
Yeah.
The sad thing about it is that if it's super awesome, we're probably not going to get another one.
I would doubt it will be horror-centric, too, because
that's
of the whole, because it's a Fox movie. It won't be the last X-Men movie released by Fox. It's kind of a bummer because Fox had started to do interesting things with the X-Men franchise, including this movie.
And it was funny because the spin-off stuff was the stuff that was interesting.
Right, like Deadpool and Logan.
Logan, Deadpool, yeah.
Even the first Wolverine as well.
Yep. The Dark Phoenix thing, I don't care about that. Yeah. But, yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know what Disney's going to do with Fox.
Who knows? But. I mean, they if this is not terribly related to the, you know, the X-Men movie universe as a whole, they could, I guess, make a sequel and...
Right.
I don't know.
Disney didn't get a lot of horror stuff in Fox, that Fox deal, did they? They got The Omen.
They got The Omen. That was on the list. And I don't know what you really do with that. I mean...
They tried to do that TV show.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
I think The Omen, we can let go, right?
We can let it go.
Yeah. Well, I think we got what we needed out of Damien.
Oh, yeah. He's cool.
Yep. Last one for the month is a movie called Truth or Dare. No trailer yet, but it's a Blumhouse movie. A college student is haunted by a supernatural presence after being tricked into playing a game of Truth or Dare.
Oh, man.
Directed by Jeff Wadlow, who did Kick-Ass 2, which I did not see. Did you see that?
Yeah.
How was it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is one of those high-concept horror movies that Blumhouse is actually really good at.
Yeah. Well, did they do Wish Upon?
No. They did Happy Death Day.
Yeah, see, that reminds me of this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I'm into it.
So, yeah, Happy Death Day, a movie that I am bummed that I did not see.
I am too.
It's out in January as well on VOD. It looks like a movie that I'm really going to enjoy.
Me too.
Yeah, it looks right up my alley.
And I think I'm going to dig it.
Could help with the slasher resurgence that we will be maybe seeing.
Could be on the horizon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wraps up April. Willie, what are you excited for out of those...
Can you read them off real quick, just the titles?
Yeah, Quiet Place, Rampage, New Mutants, Truth or Dare.
New Mutants.
I think New Mutants, too.
Yeah, it's so interesting to think that we're going to see, like, an X-Men horror film.
Good cast, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Good young cast. So, mm-hmm. I'm that's the most exciting one to me, personally, yeah.
We're moving on to May, my birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you.
What's your day? Date of
May
birth?
May 25th.
25th.
I'll tell you where I'll be. I'll be in theaters the second weekend Slender Man is out.
Is that what you're going to do for your birthday?
Yeah, that's what I'll be.
That's nice.
Yeah. Slender Man, you know Slender Man?
I'm familiar with Slender Man.
He's
played the game.
Oh, did you play the game?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I watched a couple people play the game, and it's freaking terrifying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were over at a friend's apartment.
Was it Rick's? Rick and Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you watched us play, yeah. We turned off all the lights, and that's a spook.
My girlfriend is off camera, I guess, off mic, nodding at me
right
now.
It's spooky. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like the Slender Man.
Slender Man is an upcoming horror film directed by Sylvain White. Now, Willie, do you know Sylvain White?
I know the name, please.
He did The Losers. You remember Losers?
I like The Losers a lot,
I do,
actually.
Too.
Yeah.
Losers is it's got Idris Elba in it, doesn't it?
And it's got Idris Elba.
Chris Evans.
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah. It's got a great, is it Don't Stop Believin'?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's Chris Evans scene, Don't Stop Believin', and it's wonderful.
It's a fun movie. It came out the same year as The A-Team. I think I like The A-Team a little better. But.
Yeah, The A-Team is a little better, but The A-Team is, what's his name directed?
Just Joe Conrahan?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a little bit more of an established director. So, I don't know. I was impressed by The Losers. I really was.
I like The Losers a lot. Stomp the Yard, which I have also seen. I quite like Stomp the Yard.
Oh, I thought you were saying Stomp the Yard was the next horror movie on our list. I'm sorry.
God, I've seen his other one, too. This is a horror movie that he did. I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer.
Ooh.
I was not impressed with that. But that was an early one.
You know what, though? That was a product of the time. Yeah.
His name is on it. He looks like... His breakthrough was a year later with Stop the Yard, because I remember that being pretty big.
Didn't Brandy survive that movie?
No, this is I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer. This is the third like direct-to-video one.
Oh, they made a third one, that's right.
Did you not see it?
No.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah.
They play it every once in a while on antenna TV. Like, if you have antenna TV like I do, you might be able to catch I Know What You Did Last Summer later at night.
Okay.
Film stars Jazz Sinclair, Joey King, who I believe is from Wish Upon.
Oh, cool. There you go.
Slender Man is the first movie based on a creepypasta.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think the first movie, but Channel Zero, the show on Sci-Fi, was definitely based on mm-hmm. creepypastas. And it's, from what I've seen, very cool, Channel Zero.
The
is.
Tooth Child?
Yuck. Yeah, Channel Zero, it's not a lot of stuff kind of like
unnerves you?
Yeah, but Channel Zero, like Tooth Guy.
It's freaky, oh, man. My God. I don't like it at all.
So we got Slender Man May 18th. The other movie that I have down for May, Anders Manor. William, I'm going to read off the cast to you.
Please do.
Professional wrestler Mike Kanellis. Rachel True from The Craft. I don't remember her name in The Craft, but Kevin Nash, Diesel. From WWE, and Sully, the lead singer of Godsmack, will be starring in Anders Manor. There's a trailer out for Anders Manor, but it's a trailer for another Anders Manor that came out like 2014. There is, though, if you search Anders Manor and I think Kevin Nash together, you can find a lovely news segment from Rhode Island where the gentleman who works for the Rhode Island News there goes to visit the set and he talks with a couple people that worked on the film. Kevin Nash, Diesel, he plays a cult leader. He seems to be kind of like a self-help guru, and he's really the only one I saw much of. I didn't see any acting from Sully from Godsmack.
I don't know. I can't talk about this. I'm sorry.
Willie and I used to work at a video store, and this will be one of those things. This will be a movie that like comes into the video store we worked at, and Willie and I will both look at each other and go, what?
Exactly.
Willie, are you excited for that movie?
I would say I was excited for Anders Manor, but then I would stand alone. Oh, I got a really good pop out of you. Thank you for that.
It was all right. So we are both. Thrilled. For the month of May, we're both excited for Anders Manor.
Thrilled.
We're going to move on to June. We've got one movie to cover in June.
Okay. Big month.
Yeah, big month. It's.
I assume that all the Disney movies are coming out that month.
It's also, yeah, because we're in the summer now, yeah. And you usually don't get a horror movie until like July or August, but we're getting Jurassic World 2.
Oh,
that down
yeah.
for June, because I wanted one for that month.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I don't like people are like getting like weirdly upset about the trailer. Like this isn't good, and I'm like, it's fucking Jurassic Park 5. Calm down.
The music's really good in the trailer.
I had fun with it. Who cares?
What are they saying that's not good about this trailer?
Exactly. What do you want from this movie?
What's the example? Like, what are they saying?
I don't know that. Like, it just doesn't. I don't know that people are just saying it doesn't look good. Like, it looks like it's crappy. It looks fake.
Right. It looks fake.
Yeah, it looks fake. They don't like the plot of the island. I don't know. I don't listen to it, so that I can see.
Oh, this is okay. So the plot from the trailer I gather, he's got to go back to help Blue out, right?
Yeah, the island's going to blow up.
The island's going to blow up.
This is a volcano.
He wants to save Blue.
Yeah, and people are bitching like, why would they build this theme park in a volcano? And I'm like, motherfucker, do you know what Japan is?
Is that where it's at in Japan?
No. But like in real life, Japan is like on volcanic land.
Okay.
Look at Hawaii.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like this is not unrealistic, dummy.
Like, yeah, I mean,
like, if you don't like the trailer, you don't like that. I don't care. I'm not offended. But, like, I guess I'm just not sure, like, what people want from this. Did you see Jurassic World? Like,
Yeah,
it wasn't very good, but, like, it was fun, right?
Yeah, I had
a marginally good time, right?
Yeah, I think I saw it, like, three times. I remember laughing really hard at the one lady's death.
Yeah, it's so mean.
So mean.
No, I'm done. And this one has Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah, he is in it, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, apparently, rumor has it Sam Neill's also in it.
Sam Neill taking a break from posting pictures on his winery.
Yeah, of his pet pigs and stuff.
If you have not followed Sam Neill on social media,
please do.
Please rectify that.
Yeah, if I could spend a weekend at one person's house, it would be Sam Neill.
He just seems so calming.
yeah, I just want to go and relax.
Right.
I want to have a nice, like, Chianti with Sam Neill and just kick back.
Kick
and
back. Talk about his pigs.
Yeah. Go feed the pigs.
Interview him about, talk to him about Possession, or talk to him about Event Horizon.
I just want to talk to him about life.
Yeah.
Like, let's just chat.
Oh, it's Event Horizon, not life.
No, I would talk to him about Event Horizon. I think he seems like a silly man.
He does.
Yeah.
I would watch Event Horizon.
Whimsical. Very whimsical. Yeah.
So I guess in June we're both excited for Jurassic World 2.
We're pretty excited for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
One can hope that Goldblum is shirtless, right? Or like with the shirt,
the unbuttoned shirt.
Yeah, the unbuttoned shirt.
Yeah, they have to have a callback.
Yeah, I hope so.
Was he shirtless in Thor 3?
Sadly, no. He was in a pretty cool robe, though.
His shirt was open a little, wasn't it?
Yeah,
no?
A little bit exposed. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this will be a big movie for everybody involved.
I mean, his character has, like, space-bound orgies in Thor, so.
Right. I don't think. Well, I don't know. He might in this one. I don't think they'll go that route in this one. Will Jimmy Fallon be back? Like he was in Jurassic World 1. Remember he showed up?
Jimmy Fallon's in that movie?
Remember he shows up and they're in the little clear ball? And, like,
oh.
Jimmy Fallon does the intro, like the theme park intro.
Maybe.
I think I'll be back.
Yeah, I hope so.
So, let's move on to July.
Okay.
We're going to ring in the new year for America.
Okay.
On July 4th, we're going to celebrate our independence by going to see The Purge 4.
Oh, my God. That comes out 4th of July. That's perfect.
It is really good.
I have not seen The Purge 3.
You should. Have you seen 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think of 1 and 2?
1, the concept is really good. Mm-hmm. But then it was a home invasion movie, and I was like, that's it? Like, that's all you...
I remember being kind of bummed about it, too.
Yeah, and then 2 was what I wanted from 1, but it felt so weirdly, like, low-budge and, like, not great.
3 is my favorite of the bunch.
Okay.
Because it gets crazy
towards
the end. So, and it has Frank Grillo as well. And Elizabeth Mitchell, who I like quite a bit.
Yeah.
This will be a prequel that will focus on the events that lead up to the very first Purge event. Director Gerard McMurray is a producer and director known for Burning Sands, Fruitvale Station, and The Purge: The Island, which I think is the TV show that they're coming out with.
There's a TV show, too?
They're doing a TV show. I think it's going to be on, like, Spike or something.
I mean, like...
It's going to focus on the first year of The Purge, I want to say. Like, I think that's what this is doing.
But okay, but here's the thing. The Purge is one day of a year. Like, how are you going to make a TV show?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't, whatever.
I don't know. They came out with a plot description for it, and I remember thinking, like, oh, it could work.
If they did a Purge show that was, like, straight up, written, like, 24.
Like 24? Like, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'd be awesome. In real time.
Yeah.
And you're following different characters around. That would be sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that prequel thing gives me
It's
worries.
Weird. Yeah, I get concerned when I hear prequel.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right. And then July 13th, probably the biggest release of that month. Maybe one of the bigger releases of the year is The Nun.
Yes.
The next movie in the Conjuring Universe series.
Mm-hmm.
Nun is an upcoming American horror film directed by Corin Hardy, who did The Hollow.
Love it.
Yeah, me too. And the screenplay is by Gary Dauberman. Dauberman wrote both Annabelles and co-wrote it. Also,
awesome.
James Wan has a hand in the screenplay too, if I read that correctly.
I'm down. I don't need to know more about The Nun, but I'm fine with it.
Yeah, yeah. The stars Tessa Farmiga.
Oh, cool.
Yep. So
that's fun.
No, I'm down for this too.
Yeah, yeah. Anything in the Conjuring universe, I'll check out.
Me
I don't
too.
Necessarily like them all, but I'll check it out.
Right. Yeah. I like the Conjuring movies a lot, and yeah, The Nun is pretty scary in the couple of scenes.
Very spooky. Yeah.
Pretty spooky. So, Willie, what are you excited for in July? Purge 4 or The Nun?
The Nun.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
August looking all right.
Okay.
We're getting there, Willie. Don't worry. We're almost there. We'll move through
these. It's the end of summer. We're getting to fall here shortly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll move through these next couple months pretty quick for
okay.
you.
Okay.
Meg is the 70-foot shark movie.
Yes.
Starring Jason Statham. Now, I have read the book by Steve Alton.
Okay.
They've been trying to make this movie for a long time.
Like, bizarrely long.
Yeah, really long.
One has to wonder why they care so much.
Right, but I think The Shallows helped, because The Shallows was a pretty big hit, and 47 Meters Down made a lot of money.
It did pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that helped get these. The stars Ruby Rose, Robert Taylor, Jason Statham, directed by John Turteltaub.
I'm into it.
Director of National Treasure.
The only bummer is it's PG-13. They just kind of showed that was the... Because I wanted it to be like, just go for it.
Yeah, Statham versus Shark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. I'll still watch a Statham versus Shark movie.
Me too.
Maybe not in the theater, but...
The week before, I got these out of order. Whatever.
That's right.
The Predator. Shane Black is back. Yeah. In the Predator series.
Yep.
Boyd Holbrook, Olivia Munn, Trevante Rhodes, Keegan-Michael Key, Sterling K. Brown, Jacob Tremblay, Yvonne Strahovski, Alfie Allen, and Thomas Jane are the cast that I pulled.
What a cast.
I heard rumors last year when they were filming that maybe The Rock.
Oh.
Maybe.
Wow. With Shane Black attached, I'm into it. Like, I'm interested, at least.
Right.
I want to see something from it. I want to see a trailer or something. I want to see what kind of tone they're going for, because I can't quite figure it out,
it's a sequel, is what he said, and he also said that he wants to be, in an interview I read, he wants the movie to be true to the spirit of the franchise and be R-rated. So, that's what they released a cast photo.
I saw that, yeah. It's interesting.
I'm down, you down?
Yeah, and I think this is the last go. Like, if this one doesn't work, then maybe we should stop doing Predator movies.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've hit that point with Terminator where I'm like, okay, it's time to stop. Like, we're good. We don't need
anymore. Did you see?
No, I don't need to. Like, Genesis? Yeah, I don't need to. Like, but you know what I mean? Like, there comes a certain point in every franchise where, like, it's like, okay, we're good.
How do you feel? Do you feel we've reached that point with Alien?
No, I don't. I think that you could do something else with Alien.
Yep.
Predator, I'm nearing that point. Terminator, I'm definitely there. I'm like, okay, we're good.
Right. Cut it out.
Yeah.
Die Hard. You're done with Die Hard?
Yeah, it's time to let that one go. It really is. Just let it go. No Die Hard Year One, please.
What was the last Predator movie? Was it Predators?
Predators. Yep.
Bless its heart.
Yeah, it was fun.
I love Predators.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple ones that honestly we could just gloss over, I think. The Little Stranger.
Is that the prequel to The Strangers?
Yeah. Okay. It's about the little one. It's based on a gothic novel written in 2009 by Sarah Waters. It sounded kind of interesting. It's got Domhnall Gleeson, Ruth Wilson, Will Poulter.
Okay.
The book, from what I read, it sounds like a mixture of Henry James, Shirley Jackson, and Edgar Allan Poe. It's kind of like a gothic horror movie. It sounded kind of neat. And Cadaver, which is a movie that's coming out as well. Why did I write this one down? I think it was just because it was coming out in August.
Well, it's called Cadaver.
Yeah, when a cop who is out of rehab takes the graveyard shift in a city hospital morgue, she faces a series of bizarre violent events caused by an evil entity in one of the corpses. Yeah, that's why I wrote it down. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Willie, what are you excited for in August? We got Meg, Predator, Little Stranger, and Cadaver.
Meg, Predator, Little Stranger, and Cadaver. Probably Predator. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Predator too.
Yeah. Maybe Meg a little bit. But
maybe Meg too.
Yeah. PG-13 is a bit of a bummer on that one. So
we are getting closer to the fall. We're going to be, the weather's getting chillier, a bit nippier in
getting
September.
A little nippier.
Yeah. September 14th, we've got The Darkest Minds.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is, got Gwendolyn Christie. Oh, America's favorite scream queen now, Mandy Moore. This is after a disease kills 98% of America's children. The surviving 2% develop superpowers and are placed in internment camps. A 16-year-old girl escapes her camp and joins a group of other teens on the run from the government. That kind of sounds like the movie that just came out. The Girl with All the Gifts?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah, I had fun with that.
Yeah. This one, we'll see.
Yeah. Interesting premise. Almost sounds young adult to me.
Very, it does sound YA, doesn't it? Yep. Speaking of YA... Goosebumps Horrorland.
Oh, totally down.
Yeah.
The first one was a ton of fun.
Yeah. First one, I don't know if they have Jack Black yet for this one.
Oh, no.
I don't know if he's coming back. This one is, it's based, I guess, on, the Horrorland was a series of Goosebumps books.
It was a spin-off series of Goosebumps, yes.
Yeah, it was based around, was it like an amusement?
Yes, it was an evil amusement park.
I had stopped reading Goosebumps by that point that came out.
In the original Goosebumps series of books, there is a book called One Day at Horrorland, which you might be familiar with. And then they took that Horrorland concept and it became its own thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked the Goosebumps movie. It was a lot of fun.
I hope Jack Black's back, though.
Is R.L. Stine?
It was fun.
I thought he was fun, too.
Like, Jack Black's been a little bit for me lately, and I don't really like him, but... I don't know. I haven't seen much that I've liked him in the last few years, and I was kind of refreshed by that. I was like, oh, cool. Jack Black's kind of playing a fun, you know,
right,
caricature of R.L. Stein.
Right.
I think.
I don't know. I don't know R.L. Stein.
He doesn't seem like that at
all.
No,
he does not seem like Jack Black in the, no, at all in the movie or at all. We got another one that's kind of a YA movie coming out, but it's from this second movie he's got coming out this year and also has Jack Black in it, which maybe Goosebumps does. The House with a Clock in Its Walls by Eli Roth. Mm. It's based on a book that I believe came out 70s or 80s.
Okay.
It's a gothic horror novel directed at child readers. It's got Eli Roth set to direct and Kate Blanchett, Jack Black, and Kyle MacLachlan, my man.
There you go.
MacLachlan is back.
That's cool.
Yeah,
lots of gothic horror in 2018. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe Crimson Peak did something to people. I don't know.
I like Crimson Peak a lot.
I haven't seen it yet, but...
Yeah. Louis Barnevelt, after losing his parents, is sent to Michigan to live with his uncle Jonathan. He discovers his uncle is a warlock and enters a world of magic and sorcery. But this power is not limited to good people. Louis learns of Isaac Izzard, an evil wizard. Oh, that's sweet. Who wanted to cause the apocalypse so that he could see what happens afterwards. Man, Eli Roth...
He's a busy boy.
Making some interesting choices.
You know what's funny is he like dropped off the face of the earth for a while, and now he's like two movies a year. I'm like, whoa, Eli.
Well, yeah. Because he did Knock Knock and Green Inferno last year.
Although Green Inferno was delayed.
Yeah. Willie, what are you excited for there in September? Darkest Minds, Goosebumps, or The House with a Clock in Its Walls?
Probably Goosebumps. Which is kind of funny. I liked Goosebumps.
I'll say the Eli Roth movie. Oh, okay. Man, that's two Eli Roth movies I'm excited for.
Wow. That's alarming.
Yeah.
I'm worried about you, Tim.
All right, we're in October.
Mm-hmm.
I put it off a lot. That's what put off my notes, and there's a lot on a certain movie here. October 5th, we have the Venom movie.
Okay.
Based on the character from Spider-Man. This
Tom Hardy.
I thought this might be horror, and then it hit the other day that it was based on a couple storylines that are not.
Lethal Protector, yeah. I'm kind of bummed about that. I wanted it to be based on a storyline from the early 2000s where the Venom symbiote, the creature that, for those of you that aren't into the Marvel stuff, it's like an alien creature that can wrap around your body and, mm-hmm, like, you, I don't know, it helps you survive, but it's also kind of corrupts your mind or whatever. Anyway, the idea was that the creature become detached from the character it was usually attached to, and it was almost like The Thing, this series was, where it was at this Antarctic base being researched, and it breaks out, and this group of scientists had to try and survive this Venom thing. They're not doing that.
they're doing
Venom
with,
like, machine guns and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it might be art.
Okay.
It's done, Horror Connection, though, was done by Ruben Fleischer, who did Zombie.
Yeah. It's got, like, Tom Hardy and Michelle Williams.
Is Michelle Williams in it?
Yeah.
Good get.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hellfest. I wrote this down because the plot sounds really fun. The film is set on Halloween night at a horror theme park where a costume killer begins slaying innocent patrons who believe that it's all part of the show.
Okay.
It's called Hellfest.
Hellfest. Yeah, that's a cool title.
It's a Halloween movie. Next one is Overlord.
This sounds like a full moon feature, doesn't it?
It's a, funny enough, it's a Bad Robot production. Overlord. Stars Wyatt Russell, Jacob Anderson, directed by Julius Avery, and also stars my man and yours, Bokeem Woodbine.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. It doesn't. 1944, two American paratroopers are shot down over Normandy in the midst of the D-Day invasion, and they discover that Nazis are using supernatural forces against them.
Okay.
That does kind of sound like a, yeah.
Still sounds like a full moon.
It does sound like a full moon. Yeah. It's just like plenty I've seen.
Yeah.
All right.
Not too far off.
My notes are all screwed up. The big one, October, is Halloween.
Yeah, it's the big one. It's the one I'm most excited for. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't.
Me too. Good excited or bad excited? You're a big Halloween fan.
Yeah, the original. No, I'm good excited. Good excited. Yeah, because the thing is, like, if it sucks, it sucks. It's fine. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm not happy about the direction they take it, that's okay. I mean, still have the original. I've survived worse.
I was gonna say you've survived the
Resurrection,
Rob Zombie
movies, which I didn't like. Mm-hmm. I've survived some stuff with this series, so. You know, worst comes to worst, then my timeline is still 1, 2, and H2O, right?
That's what's nice about the Halloween movies, is you could pick.
Choose your own adventure.
You really can. you could decide to recognize whatever you want. And that's the thing. So I tried to find out what exactly we know about this movie right now.
So little.
Yeah. Just curious, because it just popped in my head. Where do you rank it among the big horror franchises for you? Like, as a franchise?
As a franchise? Gosh, that's tough. Well, Friday the 13th is probably my favorite franchise. Do we count the George Romero dead movies or no?
I was thinking, like, Freddy.
Slasher type.
Yeah.
Probably, it's probably second, maybe third.
That's where I'm second, probably.
Yeah, because I like more of the Halloween movies than I do the Friday, or the Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only one I'm thinking of putting above it, but I would think I'm more overall, for whatever reason, a fan of the Halloween, is Child's Play.
Yeah.
Because I think Child's Play is like the most consistent.
It's weirdly consistent. Yeah. Yep. But yeah, it's probably number two. It's probably, yeah.
I'm with you. I can't remember the last time I sat like in marathon. I've marathoned Halloween and Friday the 13th, mm-hmm. like recently.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember doing that with Nightmare.
No, they're not quite as.
I get really annoyed with Freddy at a certain point.
Yes. That's the nice thing about Michael Myers and Jason. They don't talk. So.
and a lot of the times they're funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know this has. The only things we know is that it's ignoring. My understanding is it's ignoring all the films with the exception of the first film.
Right.
So it's even going as far as ignoring the sibling angle between Michael Myers and Laurie Strode.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen until Halloween 2. So, interesting to do that. Wouldn't be the first time they've ignored all the sequels. I mean, they did it with H2O. They ignored everything after 2.
Right.
They kept the sister angle. Obviously, it was a big part of H2O. I'm curious. It's, you know, I know that they've cast Judy Greer as her daughter. They've cast a young actress as her granddaughter. So they're clearly doing something with the family.
Real quick, yeah.
Somebody online was
Andy Matichak.
Okay. Yep.
Judy Greer, Jamie Lee Curtis, Andy Matichak are who they've cast so far, I think.
Somebody online was posting the idea that maybe what if like somebody else is putting on the Michael Myers mask and like stalking the granddaughter. And that Laurie's got to come, like, Laurie's going to show up and be like, holy crap, like, is it him or is it not him? Like, is he back somehow or is... Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
It turns out the guy is a...
Maybe it's like a twist.
Like a paramedic named Roy.
With a twist. Yes, it's a paramedic. It's Josh Hartnett.
I pulled out a couple quotes from the latest interview with Danny McBride that kind of... So, yeah, you're right. He goes, we're ignoring all of the films past the first one. It picks up after the first one, but it's sort of an alternate reality. It's as if the first Halloween ended in a slightly different way. What do you think he means by that?
I don't know.
Because the first Halloween, spoilers, ends with Loomis going out the window and looking, and Michael Myers is gone.
Yeah.
That's what's weird to me.
How do you end it all? I'm very confused.
I am too. Like, maybe the only reason I can think is maybe he sees Michael Myers on the ground. I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about there.
They got to be careful, too, because at some point this becomes a cheat.
I know. Oh, the other quote I pulled was, I just hope we don't F it up and piss people off. This is such a diehard fan base. You want your horror fans being your enemies because they show up at your house with masks on. We are diehard fans of Halloween. We're watching all the sequels. Oh, be careful there. And where things have taken left turns here and there that maybe bites for fans, and at least, I love that he used bites as well, and at least trying to deliver what we would want to see. Hopefully that will line up with most fans.
So clearly he's going to make sure he gets Busta on the phone to reprise his role.
Busta and the kid from American Pie.
Yep, Tyra Banks.
And Starbuck from Battlestar. We just named off.
Listing off all their roles.
Halloween Resurrection.
Yeah.
I'll go. I'm with you. I love Danny McBride.
Mm-hmm.
Vice Principals is like, it's Danny McBride. It's like my favorite TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, there's some dark aspects to it that I think line up really well. And I remember correctly, he was on a podcast one time. I want to say it was like Mark Maron or Joe Rogan or one of those, but he was talking about how when he first went to Hollywood, he wrote this horror script about like in like the 1700s or the 1800s, like after a hurricane hit New Orleans, like it was haunted. It was like a supernatural haunting set in the 1800s, and he had written it, and he's like, this is the best thing I've ever written. He's like, I still think it is, but like, I was this young kid, and I had like a comedy movie under my belt, and I was running around with this horror movie set in 1800s.
This horror epic, this period piece.
So he seems to be a fan. I trust Blumhouse with these kind of things. I think that overall they have a decent track record. I think what I've heard is encouraging. I don't know how much involvement, we haven't talked about this yet, how much involvement Carpenter's going to have. I've heard he's doing the score.
Yeah, I've heard conflicting stuff. I mean, like, he kind of waffles, though, because I don't think he's decided or not whether or not he's going to do the score yet.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like he liked the pitch.
They're at least bringing him back to be a figurehead at the very least.
Which is cool.
My guess, I don't know how much his son wants to get into, because the scoring comes after. If he doesn't do it, maybe his son will do it.
Cody.
Or it could be a combination of the things. His name's going to be attached, I think. I think he has some input. I don't know how much.
I hope he does the score. I hope
Me
he
too.
Does.
Me
yeah.
too.
It's a way for him to be a part of the franchise again, but not have to get overly involved.
Right.
Because he doesn't want to be, and I don't blame him.
Yep, and his music's been very good.
Yeah. And so. He's been enjoying his time touring, and it seems like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope he scores it. I do. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
I just have no idea what to expect.
Me neither. And these interviews don't clear anything up.
No, I think that's somewhat on purpose, too, yeah, to be
too.
Honest with you. I
me
think
too.
They're having some fun with that. So, yeah, we'll see. We will see. It's at the very least, we will be discussing it all the way up until release, and we'll be discussing it probably a while afterwards, too. So,
yep. I'm excited.
Yeah.
That's it, really, for release dates. The to-be-announced stuff, we have a movie called Slice that stars Chance the Rapper.
Cool.
It's when a pizza delivery driver is murdered on the job, the city searches for someone to blame. Ghosts, drug dealers, a disgraced werewolf? Mm. That's the stars Chance the Rapper and Paul Scheer.
I would prefer that they called it Disgraced Werewolf, if that was the name of the movie.
It's an A24, but it's not like A24 who did It Comes at Night.
Like Green Room?
And The Witch. This does not look anything like their past horror stuff. So I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Because even when they're... I haven't been crazy about a lot of their stuff, honestly. I thought It Comes at Night. It's a movie like I keep convincing myself that I like, but really when I think about it, I think it's boring as hell, and I feel really bad about it. Makes me seem like such a low life. Deep Blue Sea 2 is coming by. It's a sci-fi movie.
Ooh.
It's from the director of one of the House Party movies.
Oh, good.
Piranha JPN, which is a sequel to Piranha that's set in Japan. Monster Party. I wrote that down. I forgot to write the plot down. The Suspiria remake.
Yeah. What is happening with that?
It says it's got a 2018 release date now.
It's done.
It was supposed to be released this year, this in 2017.
Weird.
Les,
I
want
to see that.
I thought I heard rumors the cut of it's like 2.5 hours long.
Sweet. Let's go. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I want to, like, I just want to see it at this point.
I'm just down for it. Like, yeah. I like it. Well, it's another one. Like, if it sucks, then, well, okay.
Polaroid is a movie that I swear to God, I keep seeing as popping up, like for the past year, it's been coming out the next month. it looks like something in the vein of Bye Bye Man.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Nosferatu, the Robert Eggers who did the Witch, that looks like it's 2019 now.
Yeah.
But he's doing a Nosferatu movie.
Which is a great fit.
I think it's right up his alley. And the last one I wanted to talk about is Puppet Master, The Littlest Reich.
Ah, yes, The Littlest Reich.
It's another to-be-announced one.
Yep.
It's in post-production now.
Yeah.
Stars Thomas Lennon from Reno 911,
mm-hmm.
Barbara Crampton, Michael Pear, and Udo Kier.
Udo Kier. Very excited. Udo's very excited about the film. Yeah. He had a horror convention panel about the Littlest Reich or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And seemed like he was very excited about it. So I watched a little bit of it. Because he was trying to give like Rebecca McKendry a back rub the whole time, and it was really uncomfortable to watch.
Rebecca McKendry from Shockwaves?
Yes. Because she was like the moderator.
Yeah.
And he kept walking up behind her and like massaging her shoulder. You could tell she was like didn't like it. Yeah.
That kind of sounds like something Udo Kier would do.
110%.
Now I bring this up, A, because it's a Puppet Master movie that's coming out in 2018, and B, because writing credit is S. Craig Zahler. Mm. Or is it Craig S. Zahler? I can't remember right now. Mm-hmm. Who did Bone Tomahawk. He wrote and directed Bone Tomahawk. And he also wrote and directed a movie I just saw called Brawl in Cell Block 99 with Vince Vaughn. And he's doing that. And it's that Mel Gibson, Vince Vaughn cop movie where they...
It's like a police brutality movie.
It's like a police brutality movie, and then it follows them following the police brutality, having to go through like levels of the criminal underworld. And knowing what I know about his past movies, like, this could get crazy.
Where did you watch Brawl in Cell Block?
It's on iTunes and Amazon Video right now. It's available for rent, and it's not at a VOD price anymore. I rented it for like $5.
How was that?
It was... I'll tell you off air certain things, because I know you are not a spoiler phobe.
Okay.
But there are four or five scenes. It's really good. Bone Tomahawk is a little slower.
Well, it's a Western.
This is also at a slower pace. They both feel kind of like novels to me.
Is it like Assault on Precinct 13-ish? That's the vibe
no.
I got.
No. No, okay. It is like a throwback to a prison movie from like the 70s.
Okay, like Penitentiary.
Here's the plot I'll give is Vince Vaughn goes back to selling drugs to help provide for his family.
Okay.
He gets popped selling drugs.
Okay.
He goes to prison. Someone kidnaps his wife while he's in prison and tells him certain things he has to do in prison to get his wife free. It's so good. It's seriously one of my favorite movies that I've seen.
Yeah, I think I'm watching it as soon as I go home tonight.
It's pretty long.
I don't care.
It is pretty long, and it's so good.
Will my pregnant wife be okay with watching it?
No, no, because
no.
Maybe research. I'll tell you what Udo. That's why I brought this up too. Is I'll tell you what Udo Kier's role is in this.
Oh, he's in it.
He is in it.
Oh boy!
And I'll tell you what he does. I'll tell you what his thing is. But I don't want to ruin.
Let's
it for
end
everybody.
This podcast so you can tell me. Now I'm excited.
All right, that's it for 2018.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun tearing through it.
Yeah. Yeah, we did tear through it.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed. I know it's not our normal routine by any means. But, you know, like I said, bear with us.
Right.
It's my fault. Don't blame Tim. Blame me.
You can blame me.
Blame my unborn child.
Although, I'm actually happy we postponed that because now I'm pretty much caught up with The Exorcist Season 2, and I'll be able to talk about that.
Yeah, which is cool. I am not caught up with that, but you'll be able to at least talk a little bit about it.
It's really good.
Plus, I was worried that if she watched 5 Exorcist movies in a row, like, something might happen to the baby. Like, it might become possessed by proxy. So.
Yeah, don't introduce her right now to the It's Alive franchise.
No. Well, no. I'm good without that.
What is, are there more killer babies?
There's a lot of killer babies. Yeah, you ever see the one that was called Birth? Was it Birth?
Oh, Birth. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
With, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Was Grace one as well?
Grace?
Yeah.
Yep.
Or was that more of a kid?
Grace was... No, Grace was a baby, and it, like, wants blood. There's a really horrifying nursing scene in it that I don't want to talk about.
That's right.
There's also, like, the most disturbing one I ever saw was called a Baby Blues.
Okay.
And it's like a thriller horror movie, and it's like, but it's like too real. Like, it's too raw, where it's like a woman with postpartum depression.
Mm-hmm.
And so she like murders the baby and then starts chasing her two other sons around the house for like an hour and a half of this movie, trying to kill them. It was really hard to watch.
There is one. Okay. I remember this. This is probably my head too. There's a trauma movie. We'll move on from this, and I'll tell you about Bone Tomahawk guys' new movie in a minute. But there's a trauma movie called Dumpster Baby. And you hear about this, and it's a trauma movie called Dumpster Baby. You're like, oh my God, like, I kind of have to watch this. Like, it's going to be some sort of killer baby that hangs out in the dumpster. Mm-hmm. But it turns into this really, it's a dumpster. It's a baby that was thrown in the dumpster by the mom that had her. But then it turns into this really weird, like, sad, like, meditation on, like, drug addicts.
That's such a trauma move to make, though.
I know. Well, it's one of those things, too, where I think they shot it, and then Trauma just bought it for, like, $10, probably.
Oh, Lloyd.
Next episode, we'll try to be back.
Yeah, back in form. We're doing our 2017 like a look back. Recap.
Get
yeah.
out it.
Split. We'll be doing the 3-movie format that you guys are used to and hopefully enjoy.
We'll be talking about music that we probably didn't listen to.
Yeah, probably yeah. be talking about that too.
I can make comments on it. Who cares?
Yeah.
I think that's it for this week. And
cool.
Where can they find us again? Where can they write us?
Facebook.com/horrormovieyearbook. On Twitter at HM Yearbook. And finally, Gmail, horrormovieyearbook@gmail.com. So you can reach us any of those ways, whichever you choose.
And he's good with us. Thank you to Greg Long for our graphics. Thank you to John Morrell for our music.
As always,
thank you to our listeners for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye, man and woman.